Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Remember, to everybody working on the Third Watch, and that includes all our over-the-road truck drivers out there, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch. And joining us from California online, we have got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Ta-da! Hello. By the way, they're all still here in the hotel. I don't know what's going on. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right. They're all still here in the hotel. I have no idea what's going on, but the hotel is jam-packed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like summertime vacation, but I know it's not vacation, so... I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'll have to, maybe I can figure it out tomorrow sometime. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, it's been a busy news night and day again yesterday. We're going to start with what the House of Representatives did late yesterday, and that was by a party-line vote. They passed a bill to raise the debt ceiling, because come October the 1st, if they hadn't done that, we were going to shut the government down.
Well, that's right, and we've seen what that looks like, especially under a Democrat administration before. But you're right, this was a party-line vote, 220 to 211. All Republicans opposed it. All Democrats voted for it.
Now, the problem is the House, the Senate, because now in the Senate, they have to come up with 10 Republican votes to pass this.
That's right.
And the Republicans are saying they're not going to vote for it.
Well, that's exactly.
Even Mitt Romney has said it.
And that's pretty telling. That's pretty telling. And, of course, you know, there's going to be a full court press with the media.
Now, Senator John Kennedy has said that he will vote for it simply because it's got the disaster aid for Hurricane Ida for his state in it.
Well, right, and of course, obviously, we understand where he's coming from on that. But overall, of course, the spending that Biden wants to do and so forth, they're trying to resist. And again, because I think of where the Biden administration is right now, they may have a pretty good chance of opposing it.
Right. Now, one of the big things that the House did was they took $1 billion out of the budget for Israel's Iron Dome. And they say they're going to put it back in later when they resubmit the budget. But the fact of the matter is, right now, Israel is not getting the funding they need to have for the Iron Dome that protects them from all the incoming rockets and missiles that are fired at them.
Well, that's right. We saw just not that long ago, Captain, the whole point is to try to overwhelm the Iron Dome system and continue those Katyusha rockets one after the other so that eventually by attrition they're able to do real damage. If the Iron Dome wasn't there, we would have seen a much, much different thing play out with Israel.
Now, I misspoke when I said budget. They're going to put it in the defense bill later this year, the annual defense funding bill. So it'll be in there, but it'll be under the defense bill, not the budget.
Right, right. But again, even so, it's not a good plan to really worry our closest ally in the Middle East for anything.
Right. Now, we got to talk about Joe Biden because he went to the United Nations to make a fool out of himself, which he kind of did. But in the meantime, did you see when they had the press meeting that they were going to have, the press gaggle, they booted all the U.S. reporters out and kept only the British reporters to ask questions of the two leaders?
Well, right, of course.
Isn't that funny?
Well, it really is.
And, of course, the U.S. reporters were really mad.
Well, sure. Sure. Well, but again, you know, this is the White House. It's hard to even get a radar fix on what they're doing these days. But President Biden, of course, went to the United Nations, had a big sort of soaring speech about things. But it's pretty much a progressive, very left-leaning speech altogether.
Did you see who he had in tow with him?
Who was that?
Well, this is John Kerry, and I have ketchup on my mind. He had John Kerry in tow with him.
Well, of course. Well, he's one of those international envoys, special envoys.
Yeah, right? He's a special envoy, all right.
Yeah. But basically, and again, you know, he went there, and of course, Captain, he did. We should point out he did call the United Nations the United States. So we should point that out.
Well, the United Nations is in the United States, but we'd like to move that around too.
Well, there are a lot of people who think that. But generally speaking, you know, he went to the United Nations. All presidents do, of course. But, you know, the United Nations, Captain, is good. It is not such a big grand forum, I think, that people think that it is. It is, as always, been a great way to mitigate and resolve smaller issues. But when it comes to these big geopolitical issues, China, Russia, large issues, the United States really has to lead. It's not the forum, really, in the United Nations per se. But the world expects the American president to lead. And Biden seems to, you know, again, be going down this idea of maybe leading from behind. Sound familiar?
Yeah. Okay. And we're going to lead from the forward here. So you hang on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and myself. And if you want to give us a call, it's 877-969-8600.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Why, thank you very much. I guess I will take it away. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And they do a really good job with the product that they're putting out. It's top-notch, and simply put, it works for me. And yesterday I had the opportunity. Someone was asking me if the Relief Factor would work for them with their problem. And I said, well, there's only one way to find out. Try it. So I gave them one of the sample bags that I have with me, the $20 sample bag, actually $19.95, and he has that, so we'll see how that works out. In 3 weeks' time, you'll know whether or not it works. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and stay out of pain because of what's happened to me with my left leg and ankle, which constantly is a problem. I was at the doctor again yesterday getting my treatment that they've been giving me, and it started to act up there, and I had not taken the Relief Factor yet, and I took it while I was at the doctor's office, and I said, I want you to see something. He said, what's that? I said, I'm taking this right now, and we'll see if it works by the time I get out of here. And it did. By the time he finished his investigation, his review of my situation and bandaged my leg back up again, I was out of pain. Unbelievable. About 20 minutes time. Now, I'm not going to say that's going to work that same way for everybody, but it's working that way for me, and that's why I'm telling you or I wouldn't be promoting the product. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever it is that you've got going on. It's 100% drug-free. Love that part of it. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of the key enzymes and proteins your body needs to have anyway. And it supports healthy joints and muscles, too, by helping speed up the healing process. It's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. There's also a link for it, by the way, on the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, three-week quick start. Give it a try. After all you got to lose is pain. And Kyle Warren's back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. We heard from Richard the Marine tonight as well.
Oregon.
And we're going to send out a Simplify to Richard the Marine. Also, Captain, we got a very interesting message from a person named Martin. And he says that he loves that the Pledge of Allegiance is recited on the program. And he makes a suggestion that perhaps we could get students or kids in their class to make a recording of the pledge and send it in, and that might not be a bad idea.
Well,
but it was interesting. I
would love to have that opportunity to have some kids say the Pledge of Allegiance and record it in an MP3 form and send me the MP3. That's what I need to play, and then I'll play it. I'll definitely do that, and I'll even mention what school it came from.
Well, exactly.
And if there's a class and they want me to mention the class, I'll do that too.
Very, very cool, because I got to tell you, the pledge is really, and for so many people growing up, Captain, that was such an integral part of their school day.
Well, the way that we say it, and we emphasize the two words under God at the end of it, it really makes it special.
It really does.
Instead of just saying it and then you go off to something different. We do it in that way for a reason, and the reason has really caught on, and it resonates. I actually get asked when I go different places if I'll say the pledge.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, sad news to report. The body of Gabby Petito was officially confirmed, identified. The death is officially a homicide. We have no idea what the results are or what the other determinations or results are. We'll find out in the days to come when the authorities want to release it. But the young lad that they're looking for is still considered to be a person of interest. Now, I got some problems with that. Brian Landry is his name, lives down in Northport, which is the bottom part of Sarasota County, about 50 miles from me. I wonder how you can keep calling somebody a person of interest when they were the last person that was seen with a girl alive, and he came back in her van without her.
Well, right, and of course they had such a connection. They were literally, as I understand, engaged, basically.
She had become a celebrity on TikTok. I think it was TikTok they were on, with all those little things. She had thousands of fans watching their trip.
Well, sure, but here he is. This is the woman he purportedly loves. He comes back to Florida, acts like nothing's happened, won't talk to police when obviously she is not checked in. She is missing at that time, and it just strains credulity to think that this is somehow normal. And so, yes, he's been a person of interest, but now, Captain, we've got the confirmation that it was in fact a homicide. We're waiting for the details on that, but it would seem to me that once they have more evidence, they may, and I emphasize may come out and actually charge this person, and that would change the game fundamentally then, because then they would be looking for someone in connection with a murder, and that ups the ante big time.
Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines. We've got Mike in Clearwater on the line. Okay, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Just real quickly on what you just said, my feeling is if you didn't do anything wrong and you have nothing to hide, then you go talk to the police. Only people that are guilty or not willing to talk or know more than, you know, there's something not right here, because if he didn't do it, then he shouldn't have no problem going to the authorities and helping out. But here's why I called, Kyle. I noticed that in politics it gets uglier and uglier. And I know I mentioned this a few months back. We kind of got into a short discussion of this. But in the 70s and 80s, you know, Democrats and Republicans had their differences. But they were able to be civil, and they all got together with each other, and they said, okay, we're not going to get everything we want, so let's sit down and figure out what you want and what we're willing to give up, and then what we want and what you're willing to give up. Are those days over? Like, have we really gotten to the point where it has to be ugly, it has to be my way or the highway? Are the days of back in Reagan and Carter and those days where the two parties worked with each other and actually got things done, are those behind us, Kyle? Because I really hope not. I hope that we can do something about this, because it's going to be our downfall if we don't get control of it. Thank you so much.
All right, Kyle, let me say something first. In the 70s and 80s on the Democratic side of the aisle, what faction of Democrats did we have? What was their name?
In many cases, Blue Dog Democrats.
The Blue Dog Democrats. The only difference between them and a Republican at that time was one had a D and one had an R, and yes, they got along. They had similar thoughts, similar ways of doing things, similar ideas, and that was the way it went. Now, as we got up into the Clinton era and moved into further, you know, got beyond Ronald Reagan, which was about the last time that we actually saw people getting along, Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan, so that they could get the program so that we got. And, oh, by the way, in my lifetime, that was the best I ever had it. That was the best I ever had it. I got several pay raises and promotions in the fire service, and my trucking company went from one truck to two trucks to five trucks to seven trucks to nine trucks. My wife wound up representing a couple of other companies with us, so we had like 35 to 40 trucks that we were operating at that time that would run into our area, and we'd get loads for them. So that was the best, absolute best times of my lifetime during that era. So you go ahead now.
Well, thanks, Captain, and thank you, Mike, for the call. You know, unfortunately, we are in a different era where the Democrat Party elite, they have, I think, been so influenced, taken over, however you want to describe it, by the far left, which is in so many ways antithetical to the values and principles that average everyday Americans, I think, hold dear, both Republican and Democrat. So they have created this warfare that is going on. It is a warfare of total control, total submission. It's not about working together. Now, that being said, I think you have a lot of reasonable people, like Joe Manchin, for example. We have to cultivate those things, and we have to work together the best we can do at this
point. All right, hold that thought. We got Dan the Man in the line. Dan, you hold the line. You'll be the first one up when we come back from the break here. I know he wants to chime in on this because he knows the era of which I speak. And I don't see it coming back anytime soon. I just don't see it. All right, Mike Gallagher's going to take us to break. Here we go.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Johnson & Johnson announced Tuesday that a second dose of their COVID vaccine has been shown to offer stronger protection against the virus. In a press release, the company said that the extra dose brings the efficacy of their shot to levels seen in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Their one-dose version had shown a lower efficacy than those two. The new data from the company comes as the FDA has been reviewing data from Pfizer as the company seeks approval to administer a third dose as a booster shot. The company's data shows that 2 months after the initial shot would be ideal for the booster. Nearly 15 million Americans have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And deaths from COVID-19 have remained on the rise in the U.S., now reaching levels not seen since March. New data from Johns Hopkins University shows deaths rising over 40% over the last 2 weeks, from about 1,400 to 1,900 a day. Health officials say that the vast majority of hospitalizations and deaths have been people who are unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
I think I will, Kyle. Thank you very much. And boy, have I got some news for you from MyPillow.com. Now, I just found out about this yesterday, and this is fantastic news. You heard us talking about the Giza sheets, and I've got a set. Kyle's got a set. My buddy Jeff yesterday said that he had a set, too. Now, after we bought our Giza sheets, guess what they've gone and done? Buy one, get one. Holy smokes. Buy one, get one on the Giza sheets. And all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, the website, MyPillow.com. You'll see the sheets there, the little special BOGO thing that's going on. And use the promo code CAPTAIN. You got to use the promo code CAPTAIN to get the deal. Or you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, and you can jump on that deal, too. But speaking of deals, they've got a page, the Radio Listener Specials page, right off the website, MyPillow.com. You click on that little button, you go down there, and you'll get lost looking at the stuff that's on that page. They've got so many things that are on sale with insanely low prices, because what they're doing is that's the products that they will be selling at the big box stores that drop Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. So those are the products, and they're selling them at what the stores pay When you get the the promo code to save the money, you're going to pay the price the stores would be paying before they marked it up. That just gives you an idea of how much the markup is at the retail level. So go to MyPillow.com, check out what's on that page. You're going to love it. Use the promo code CAPTAIN for anything you see. And if you feel you want to call them on the phone, you got questions, or you'd rather do business on the phone, the number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got Dan the Man, our senior professor and master professor up there in Indiana, so let's bring him on the line and see what's going on. Okay, I know I tripped your trigger when I was talking about old-time politics.
Yeah, well, you know, Blue Dog Democrats, rather recent term. It goes back to the 90s. Before that, it was Yellow Dog Democrats. Uh-huh. I vote for a Yellow Dog before I vote for a Republican. That's kind of the old thing goes. But so what got Reagan through, what most people now forgot, you don't hear the term, Bull Evil Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people like Phil Graham. Most people forgot what he ended up being, senator from Texas, but he was a congressman from Texas when Reagan got elected in 80. That's what got his agenda through the House,
mm-hmm.
was the Bull Evil Democrats from the old Confederate southern states. And they eventually, Nighthorse Campbell out of Colorado, he switched parties. He was in the Senate. He went from a Democrat to a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
That realignment was in 1994 when Clinton lost both houses of Congress for the first time since 1952. Mm-hmm. Everybody thought the Democrats.
Yeah, to the contract with America and Mitt Newt Gingrich.
Right. That was part of it, too. And it was done brilliantly. You need something like that. We're on the verge of doing another realignment.
Mm-hmm.
If the Republicans can wake up and find somebody like Gingrich, the Pathfinder, to go out there and do it. But to answer Mike's question, good luck trying to bring this country together anytime soon.
Yeah.
You might be able to do it for 10. These are weighty issues that are constitutional, and you cannot compromise. Either you got the Second Amendment or you don't. Either
mm-hmm.
you have abortion or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that we've been fighting these things for 30 years. To think that somehow, during the Carter and Reagan years, we're just, you know, peachy keen, we fought, we went out for a beer afterwards. That's when it pretty much started to happen. You look how they disrespected Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
You look what the things. That's when the Democrats started to think, well, we're smarter than the Republicans.
Well, here's one for
we've
you.
We've got more expensive.
Here's one
we've
for
got
you.
More expensive. What's that?
Nancy is scared to death of AOC and her cohorts because they know there's more of them out there.
Well, yeah, I would think that's the biggest wing of the party now. That's one of the problems with the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
You still have the old labor unions attached to it, but you also have the environmentalist wing.
Mm-hmm.
The environmentalists are the true believers, all right? The average rank-and-file union member is more likely to be Republican than Democrat, but the leadership is very Democrat. They buy the old Roosevelt line of the New Deal. That's been dead and gone for decades, but you still hear it at election time. You know, Biden's out there. I want to bring good union jobs. That's a feat. That's hard to do. Trump brought good union jobs in the XL pipeline. Look what happened to that.
I got a question for you.
What's that?
I hear that Mike Pence is considering running for president, and he's putting together a war chest, looking to start out with some $18 million before he really gets into it solid-like. What are you hearing?
I'm not hearing any of that, though it could be true. It sounds like something he would do. All I would say is good luck,
mm-hmm.
because he can't win. Even if Trump was there. Wasn't there. Pence doesn't stand. He's too Midwestern. He's too plain vanilla. I don't see him. He doesn't have the personality. You're going to need somebody like Trump or DeSantis because you're going to have to come in there with a personality like a freight train after three more years of this. As of yet, Biden doesn't have a victory. He has put us back. Yeah, he's built back, but it hasn't been better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know, we're looking at another $3.5 trillion in additional spending. You don't think inflation's not going to go up? It's going to skyrocket.
Yeah, but that $3.5 trillion is going to be more than that when they add this other stuff in there. It'll be about $6 trillion, I'm being told.
Oh, I think it's going to be more than that. I think you're looking at the $7 or $8 trillion level by the time it's all done. I don't know where they're going with this. It's almost like they're trying to destroy the country with a smile on their face.
Yeah, Kyle, jump in
now,
there.
You tell me, what's that?
Kyle, jump in there.
Yeah, no, I think that we've seen such a difference in the eras because the people these days, the Democrat Party elite, they are hell-bent on bringing down the system for their own reasons. It's not about, let's spend more on this, but we kind of meet in the middle and there's a continuum. It's really more of, we are going to rule over you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We're going to use racism, we're going to use economics, we're going to use everything we can possibly find to destabilize the country, whether it be immigration or what have you, because the old order, I think, to their, if this sounds a little extreme, but the old order has to pass away in some strange way. And that's what we're missing today, is the fact that there's not enough people who are in charge of that party who actually think reasonably. That's a big problem.
You can't think reasonably because you've got this echo chamber called social media out there. It does anything but unify. It divides.
That's correct.
And a lot of that stuff you don't want to believe. You know, it used to be, as my youngest brother once told me, well, how could it not be true if it's on television? Well, how can it not be true if it's on the internet? So there's a lot of stuff out there that just isn't true. People are buying into it. It is the echo chamber. You're living under the legacy of sorts that what's given AOC, her foundation is what was left over from Occupy Wall Street. You know, now those people that were with Occupy Wall Street, they're in Congress, they're in their state legislatures, and that is the biggest wing of the Democrat Party. Pelosi knows it, Biden knows it. The days of a Biden or a Dodd or somebody else.
All right, well, we got to
gone forever.
We got to wrap this up because I got 30 seconds left till the break. But look forward to talking to you the next time around, there, Dan.
Okay, but we're divided for a long time to come.
I agree. All right, thanks, Dan.
All right,
Thank you, Dan.
All right, now, Kyle, I've got to mention something real quick here. We had a really good lunch again yesterday at Mission Barbecue. Have lunch with the captain. A lot of people came in a little bit later than they normally do, but the normal group that was there, we were all there and stood up and saluted the flag and all that, and had a lot of comments made from some people that were asking about some different political things when I walked outside. So it was interesting to say the least, and we always have these stimulating conversations when we have lunches because the guys and gals that are there, you know, they're into the politics, they're into it.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, literally, this is we're talking about the things that are affecting everyone, and will affect everyone, whether they're into politics or not. This is the kind of thing that's coming down the pike.
Yep, and we invite you when we do go to a place and we have one of our have lunch events, stop by. You'll meet like-minded people, and if you have some questions you want to ask, start something in the group and hear what gets told. You know, it may not be what you agree with, but you'll get a great conversation going, I guarantee you that one. Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, including the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to take a look at the roads around the country and see what the weather's up to. It's getting cold in the North Country. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We sure will, Donna and Don, and thanks, guys, for doing that for us. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Go on in there, find out what they're all about. You're going to find out, number one, that if you become a member of the Drivers Club, which is free and easy to do, okay, that you will get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store, and pretty soon you'll have like your own little bank account going on there, and you can use those points to deduct off your food bill, off your store bill. If you want to get discounts on fuel, you got to buy a Flying J or get a Flying J fuel card, and depending on how much you buy, they give reductions in the price of diesel for the big workers out there. But anyway, we're going to get started. Going to get into the archives here, the archives, and we're going to do a little running.
It was a beautiful day. Sun
little Tom Petty there from years gone by, Running Down a Dream. Kyle, when was that around?
Well, that came out, I think, in 1989, Running Down a Dream. Great song by Tom Petty and, of course, Gone Too Soon, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, he was a Florida guy, so, you know, he made a lot of his music down here in Florida, played the college campuses, and especially up there around Gainesville. They all knew who he was, and then he got caught on, and around the country he went. Now, I'm going to read this little statement. A strong cold front will gradually push through the eastern U.S. over the next few days and will likely produce heavy rain and severe weather. Now, that severe weather could be thunderstorms, could be in the higher elevation snow, because it's that time of the year again, and the rainfall may become excessive and result in flash flooding down in the lower low-lying areas. Now, flash flood watches are currently in effect for the coastal Carolinas to the Great Lakes, and you got some weather out west. Tell us about it.
Well, yes, Captain. We've got some record-breaking heat here in Southern California for this time of year. It was registering easily in the high 90s, maybe even 100 here and there. It looks like it might be a little bit of the same on Wednesday, but then we're going to have a cool down, it looks like. Branching out here into Southern Colorado, we've got a freeze warning. This around the Alamosa area, and as you travel up the I-25 corridor, we've got frost advisories. These are going to be east of Colorado Springs, also near Denver, where it's 46 degrees right now, but it's going to be a little bit warmer during the day, maybe in the 80s. Also frost advisory right now in the Fort Collins area. Now, this changes as we get up to Laramie now. They were in the freeze warnings or frost warnings. Now they've got fire weather warnings in Laramie as you go across I-80 over to Rock Springs. But that freeze warning remains in northern Colorado near Craig, Colorado. Frost advisory along I-15, Idaho Falls, Pocatello area in southern Idaho tonight. So be careful out there.
Okay, now we do have some cool temperatures up right in the northeastern corner of Minnesota tonight. Going to get a little chilly up there around Duluth and the northwestern part of Wisconsin. Frost warnings all through the area in there tonight. It's windy on Lake Michigan and a little bit cool up there along Lake Michigan, so I'm sure that LJ's probably got a log on the fire up in there tonight, although it might be raining where she's at because we do have some rain in the eastern Michigan area, goes over into Ontario, Detroit. You're getting rained on. Holy Toledo's getting rained on. Dayton's getting rained on. And the rain is over across the lake almost all the way to Cleveland. Not quite. Probably will be soon. And again, there's some flood watches and warnings in the middle of that, too. Now, over in the mountains of West Virginia, Maryland, and down into Virginia, as a matter of fact, some of this entails I-81. You're going to have rain and lots of it. There's flood watches and warnings all through that area from the Pennsylvania-Maryland line all the way down through West Virginia, that section of West Virginia there, the eastern part of Kentucky, and down into the mountainous areas, the northwest corner of Virginia. Now, it is raining, and we do have some flood watches and warnings tonight in North Carolina from Wilmington on down to about South Carolina down to about Myrtle Beach. So be advised of that. Now, that rain may move off the coast. It may move up the coast. It just all depends on what's going on here. But right now, it's going to be raining, and you're going to have some heavy rain in that area. Now, down along the Gulf tonight, we got a lot of wind along the coastal sections all the way from the Mexican-Texas border down there, McAllen, all the way up to Pensacola, and no exception, all along the coastline, we've got some big wind. We've got some unsettled weather conditions in the eastern part of Texas, just north of Houston, that could result into something during the course of the day. We'll have to watch and see what happens there. And taking a look at the tropics, okay, taking a look at the tropics, we have got those storms that are out there. We've got right now two named storms. We've got Peter, which happens to be a depression at the moment. It's dropped off to winds of 35 miles an hour, but it hasn't made the move to the north yet. It's still coming to the west. and it's getting closer to the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, so we'll see what happens there. And Rose, which is also a tropical depression with 35-mile-an-hour winds, is out in the middle of the Atlantic and is probably going to go north, and that'll be that. But in the meantime, we have one that's moving along. We've been telling you about disturbance number one is what they're calling it. That's come off the coast of Africa. And, Kyle, if you see what I see, there's an 80% probability of formation for the next 48 hours. And over the next 5 days, 90% chance of it developing into a tropical depression or tropical storm, continuing to move to the west. And conditions are conducive to further development.
Yes, exactly right. I do see it. You're right. Coming off the coast of Africa, making its way across the Atlantic.
And this is down below where Peter was, and definitely way down below where Rose is. So on the course that it's on right now, there's a number of just tracks, as they call them, that bring it over towards the Caribbean. And then from there, it's a good question where it would go. But that's what's going on right now with all of that. Now, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J. You got about 30 seconds.
Okay, folks, don't forget, pull into the pilot or Flying J if we're out and along the highways and byways, and talk about great food. Depending on the pilot or Flying J that you visit, you might find a Denny's, you might find a Wendy's, an Arby's, how about a Huddle House, how about a Dairy Queen or a KFC, Chester's Chicken, Subway, the list goes on. And when you go in, don't forget to join the Drivers Club. You'll get points on the food you buy, the fuel that you buy, and the supplies that you buy. And you definitely want to check them out. PilotFlyingJ.com.
Yahoo! Right?
That's right.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kyle Warren is going to take us to the top of the hour news, and we'll be back after your stations get a chance to pay some bills. We will go from there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning. Lots in store. Stay tuned.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.